If someone comes to you and says, "We've found the gene for X," you can stop them before they get to the end of the sentence. Medical geneticist John Byrne. Dean Hamer, chief of gene structure at the U.S. National Cancer Institute, thinks that he has indeed found God in our genes. He says that he has identified a gene that codes for the production of neurotransmitters that regulate our moods. Time magazine, quick to pick up on the significance of such a finding, reports, "Our most profound feelings of spirituality, according to a literal reading of Hamer's work, may be due to little more than an occasional shot of intoxicating brain chemicals governed by our DNA." Time's qualification, "literal reading," seems superfluous because Hamer says, "I think we follow the basic law of nature, which is that we're a bunch of chemical reactions running around in a bag." When Dean Hamer was 13 years old in 1966, a magazine left on the coffee table in the family den forged an indelible memory. Although I must have seen hundreds of covers, I remember only one. It had no photograph or artwork, just a simple question printed in red ink on a black background. "Is God dead?" That was, of course, the Good Friday 1966 edition of Time discussed in Chapter 1. Looking back, Hamer sees that God is not dead, but is he simply a quirky gene? Hamer started researching the question privately while looking at the relationship between smoking and addiction for the National Cancer Institute. In the standardized 240-question Temperament and Character Inventory, TCI, personality test, administered to 1,000 volunteers, there is a measure for self-transcendence. The measure, designed by psychiatrist Robert Cloninger of Washington University, is thought to identify the ability to have spiritual experiences, which he describes as self-transcendence, a feeling of connectedness to a larger universe, or mysticism, in the TCI's terms, an openness to things not literally provable. Hamer stresses that the TCI is not to be confused with typical descriptions of religious belief or practice. It is, in his words, independent of traditional religiousness. It is not based on belief in any particular god, frequency of prayer, or other orthodox religious doctrines or practices. Instead, it gets to the heart of spiritual belief, the nature of the universe and our place in it. Self-transcendent individuals tend to see everything, including themselves, as part of one great totality. Non-self-transcendent people, on the other hand, tend to have a more self-centered viewpoint. It could mean a passion for the environment, social justice, or the pursuit of science. It does not include unconditional love and long-term positive changes in attitude and behavior, which, as chapters 7 and 8 show, should be considered critical components of claims about spirituality or religion.